£1,600 less benefits if your job goes. While super rich / cash households suffering unemployment during the pandemic will get £1,600 per year less in benefits than in 2011. Families with kids will have been robbed of £2,900 due to Tory benefit cuts, reports the Institute for Fiscal Studies. And bosses could use COVID-19 to throw over a million more workers on the scrap heap, according to Bank of England projections. May estimates foresaw official unemployment doubling to 8% this summer, approaching the 2010 peak after the Great Recession. Never mind paying down our debts, or even going on a modest holiday. How are working class people even to keep up with racketeering rent and utility costs, on top of a killer virus? Meanwhile, The Telegraph reports that a new item has been added to the wish list of ultra-wealthy home ER winners: their own private hospital. One super-rich house buyer specified on-site quarters for not one, but two full-time registered nurses, in case one gets sick. Buying agent Mark Lawson commented that, if you're spending £10 million or more, you'd expect it to come with large grounds and a few small cottages to fit out, and staff a personal clinic. And there are no cancelled trips away for the super rich. Shy Aviation, a private jet firm, reports a 300% rise in new client bookings compared to last year. Some are even booking 13-seat aircrafts for one person, and they are running at £8,000 an hour. Private Islands Incorporated reports a 30% growth in inquiries about private islands. Fight for a decent job, a living wage, and living benefits for all. Take the wealth off the 1%. Nationalize the banks and big business, and turn them from cash siphons into planned providers for all.